Amanda Dixon is the longtime host of Utah's Morning News. You can hear more of her each weekday morning between 5 and 9 here on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. Such a treat to have Lisa Walker with me this week, certified athletic trainer and teacher at Springville High School. Lobbyist Crystal Young is with me, and former state senator and Representative Patrice Arendt is my guest. Can I ask you about the presidential race and this? I was surprised to see, can I start with you, Crystal? David Axelrod saying that President Biden should drop out of the race. I mean, this is a former advisor to President Obama who said the greatest concern is that his biggest liability is the one thing he can't change, and that's his age. What do you say, Crystal?
Well, it's not shocking that if political parties are good at one thing, it is crucifying their own. That's for sure. And David did that back in 2016. And 2020, and now here he is in 2023 doing this again for the 2024 election. That being said, you know, if it's another Trump-Biden pair off, 77 versus 80, what's really the difference there for age being a fallback or a hindrance for either candidate? I think it's too early to really call what's going to happen between now and then, but the polls aren't great, and it is very fascinating times. I will add one quick aside before sharing the passing the microphone. How fascinating is it that, you know, Trump is essentially the single most successful president for accomplishing the Federalist Society's agenda, and yet he has said it's too liberal for him now and is rebuffing Federalist Society's recommendations and instead saying he'll further the nominations of this even more conservative group, which is a stunning slap in the face to the institution that decided to, you know, plug their nose and get on board with him because they thought that even though there's no way his personal life represents conservative values or even conservative practices in any way whatsoever, they went with him politically, and in a way they got what they wanted. But then here we are again, and it's because he has figured out how to hijack people and voters. My mother could not stand Trump in 2016 and 2020, and she loved Mitt Romney. She thought he was the white horse. And then when Mitt Romney became a Utah senator, she cannot stand him. He's too liberal. It's changed all. She just absolutely can't stand him. And now she loves Trump. Wow. And I don't understand that. I don't understand how. And especially when people who are far more conservative than my mother are done with Trump.
Yeah.
That it's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Yeah. It's they feel like he's speaking to them directly and sticking it to the man. And that's ironic in so many ways. And it's kind of a stunning political time that I think, you know, Trump might be not that smart in a lot of ways, but he might be one of the smartest political geniuses of our time in terms of manipulating voters.
Lisa, what do you say?
I think it's correct that he can't change the age factor, and there's not very many years between them. And especially the older you get, the more years you can put as a gap, and it's close, right? I think you have to look at the overall health of the individual when it comes to age. And as president, he's under the microscope of everybody. So we see everything that's going on. Former President Trump has been wise to stay off the camera as much as he can right now, because we can't see if he's going downhill or he's not going downhill. And so I think age definitely can play a role. I really do. But again, I think looking at policies, looking at who you surround yourself with when you're the politician. And I think a lot of times we don't pay close attention to who that vice president is. But when our presidential candidates start getting up there in age, we better pay a lot more attention to who their running mate is. because we could, in the blink of an eye, wind up with that individual.
Patrice, how do you see President Biden's running now, and why so many, even in the Democratic Party, don't want him to run?
Well, it's interesting. And by the way, speaking of David Axelrod, he's, you know, Crystal is absolutely right. And if you think about that, New York Times, in 2011, they said Obama was toast, saying the same thing because he was behind in key battleground states and he couldn't win. And Reagan and Clinton and Obama all had negative approval ratings before they were elected. Because people have been counting Biden out his entire career. And I think Lisa's right. You've got to look at the team. I was with Biden not long ago. And I looked at his schedule that day, and it was a schedule that would have exhausted many younger people. And he was there, and he was sharp and doing so well. I was with him. I could touch him. I was that close to him while he was giving the speech. And we were all seated, and he's walking around, not hardly even looking at notes. I think he stopped at the podium maybe a time or two, but that was about it. He basically was just speaking and answering questions, and he seemed very vibrant. And, you know, he's a vigorous and healthy person. He's rides his bike. He has an incredible work schedule, like he has his entire life. People age differently. And I think that's important. Age is a perception issue, and it doesn't always have a correlation on the ability to get things done. When you look at what he's actually accomplished, and now how much his team does, I think that's one of the things you need to be we need to be looking at. So, you know, I think also when we look at the elections, on Tuesday, we saw overwhelming support for the president's agenda over the extremism on the other side. And I think in 2022, people supported his agenda then. You know, I think we've seen it in 2020. I mean, he got more votes than any American president. So I don't think he should be counted out. Polls, people aren't focused on them, and we all know how bad they can be.
That's true. That's such good insight from all three of you. Thank you for that. Let me take another quick break and be right back here on A Woman's View.